Hola, everyone. I hope you are doing amazing. How is the media treating you all? I hope you are happy and winning and glowing and everything right. On today's episode, you get to hear how I spend my weekdays as a career bebe. I hope you enjoy this episode like you have for the ones before or even much, much more. The first thing I do when I wake up is to wonder why the night has already come to an end. Then I pray. I have an hour max to get out of bed, brush my teeth as I wind to my reflection about how I have to do this all over again, hit the shower, dress up, and this takes the most time even when I already have my week's selection of clothes, draw all the house curtains and open the windows, switch off the security lights, make a cup of tea, and eat, maybe. This is me, every Monday to Friday since March 2024. A ritual was born. At 7:05 a.m. like clockwork, my designated rider, Amdan, alerts me that he's at the gate. I take one last look at the mirror and quickly greet my mom. Good morning, mommy. How was the night? Nyeze. Have a good day. And I'm out. With my headphones in place, I press play and listen to a podcast. Amdan kicks us off and immediately we hit the main road. That chill bites through my layers of clothing as we ride. The freezing air is like tiny needles pricking my skin, even when I'm clad in long sleeves, a warm cardigan, and a scarf over my head. All I can long for is the warmth of the bed I've left behind. But this cold weather is both a test of endurance and a strange source of invigoration. It reminds me that despite the discomfort, I'm alive, making further steps into a successful future, one frosty breath at a time. The morning is an interesting time of day. As dawn breaks, the city is already alive, bursting with sounds of hoots, laughter from children walking to school, taxi conductors calling for passengers, a chicken crowing in the distance, and yes, even with my headphones on, I can still hear almost everything, especially border riders cussing at each other. Man, I think these men wake up on the wrong side of the bed every day. I am the silent observer, a passing moment in time like the rest of the people on the road, each with various destinations and different missions. I watch mothers bid farewell to their babies, judge people by their driving decisions, look out for familiar cars and faces that I've grown accustomed to seeing by happenstance. Like the middle-aged man who runs on that Bahai road, the policeman controlling traffic at the Acacia Junction, the white lady driving her son and daughter to school, the street vendor along that street always surrounded by customers, and the backpack man who I always find walking on my office street. However, I also look out for something new. Today, I saw a train crossing and it made me wonder what rail transport is like. Maybe I shall try it once as a chapter in chasing new experiences. Katinao, Spring Road, Bugolobi. How much longer do we have to pass through this dune of a place? Even when I cover myself from head to toe like the Fremen, it's almost useless. I arrive at work looking like I took a dip in a tub of dust. So, the first thing I do is to visit the washroom to clean the layers of brown on my face, my hair, my clothes, and shoes. But when it rains, hey, let me not even get into that. When I get to my office, I immediately fix a cup of tea or coffee or hot chocolate, whatever I'm in the mood for. And yes, even when I took tea at home, one more cup or two won't do any harm. I peruse through my social media for a few minutes and then at 8 a.m., work begins. I start with any pending assignments. On other days, rare days, when I have no work, I pass by my supervisor's office to show face. In the corporate world, one of the biggest takeaways is making yourself visible, and this is my commandment. The hours pass away one by one, some slow, some quick, some extremely slow. There are fun days like Java's pizza days, but also boring days where my eyelids become heavier than my will to work. But sleeping in front of my boss is not something I imagine myself doing, so If the sleep persists, I grab a cup of cold water from the dispenser and search for someone to disturb. Most probably, my fellow interns will fall prey to my mischief. But sometimes I'm in no mood for interactions, so I walk around and stand at different corners to admire the view from the fourth floor. One of our neighbors has a cute pool at their home that looks delicious to the skin on these hot Kampala days. And then, sometimes, I take a stroll around the hood. Once, I even spotted a monkey. But minutes later, I'm back to my desk, dopamine raised. I resume work and make sure to concentrate for at least 40 minutes straight. Now, my social media notifications are always kept off because I do not like the distraction. So by the time I remember to check my phone, I sometimes find a work message from my other boss, T, and it almost always sounds like, "Hey Jay, I know you're busy, but there's this urgent thing." So diplomatic. If you are creative with another full-time job, hit me up and we create a support group because, guys, managing multiple tasks from both ends is no small feat, I tell you, especially when they are not even related in the slightest. But it's something I've grown accustomed to. I've mastered the art of multitasking, seamlessly blending my creative passions with my career responsibilities. What reduces the burden of working two jobs is that I am a creative at heart. It comes so naturally that it doesn't feel like work. Matter of fact, sometimes it feels like a much-needed relief, breaking off from all the report writing and technical terms to just focus on creating something from scratch. My creative side is too precious to leave behind, so I borrow some of these free evening minutes at work to do whatever elevate work I have been given. If I have none, I write a draft of my podcast episode or try editing a video or anything I'm in the mood for, really. These moments of creativity keep me energized and make my workday more enjoyable. In the end, I ensure that I deliver excellently on all fronts. When the clock strikes 4:30 p.m., I am mentally done for the day and it's only the physical left to operate until 6. That 1.5 hours feels longer than all the hours I've already spent there. I love my job. I enjoy the work we do. I'm grateful to God forever for starting me off like this. Do I imagine myself in an 8-to-6 for the next 10 years of my life? Absolutely not. 6 p.m. finds me either at the door exiting or already in the elevator heading to my borderman in waiting. Once I leave the office building, I have left behind all work because I do not carry any assignments home. I do not own the company, please. The evening is quiet like the morning. The rush, a sense of urgency looming in the air. But unlike the morning, you can feel the exhaustion, hear it, smell it in the sweat, see it on everyone's faces. Hardly anyone is smiling. I, along with hundreds of strangers, young and old, rich and poor, with millions or without a penny to their name, are all heading in the same direction this time, home. And on the same streets, other hundreds of people are just starting their grind. The big bright orange ball is already on its descent and the sky is rapidly changing colors like a chameleon, taking on darker shades of blue with red, yellow and orange highlights, purple hues splashed across the canvas. I hear home calling and I'm getting closer and closer. Once I'm home, I shower off all the dust collected from the road and journal. All the remaining time of the day is mine. I have approximately 4 hours to do whatever I wish. Practice my photo editing on Lightroom, video editing on CapCut, read a novel, scroll through social media for creative ideas, do my Duolingo lessons, and if I'm in the mood to text, I try and do so, and on very rare occasions, watch TV. I end the day just as I started it, with prayer. And somehow along the way, sleep envelops me, a much, much needed hug. And for just a few hours, all is black and quiet, until... Okay, guys, now that you know how I spend my days, I'd like to know how you spend yours. Comment under my social media posts or send a DM. I beg, don't shoot your shots. And also, an important announcement for my fellow lovely creatives. Please head over to Elevate2G or Spaceport social media pages, click the link in bio and fill in the survey, and I cannot wait to connect with you all at Spaceport. I'm really looking forward to getting to know my listeners and have an in-person conversation with Jay. See what I did there. And yeah, enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye.